nested grid. The nested grid technique is a technique used to anchor healing energy into any location that calls for it. This may be in response to flood, earthquake, wildfire, or any human or natural catastrophe, or simply around a nexus of human activity, such as a large metropolitan area that calls for support. This technique is a cornerstone of the planetary service work. It is done by imagining a series of dodecahedrons and icosahedrons nested inside one another, from the room you are in to the planet itself. The geometries extend above and below just as far as they do to the sides. There are illustrations in the text version. Learning the technique. Start by practicing the technique right wherever you live. Feel how the geometries focus powerful energies. Commune with these energies. To apply it to some distant location, just imagine yourself there, ground zero, and construct the grid around you. Ask the council to hold it in place while you return to your home. Work with the grid from there. Adapting the technique. The sequence of areas increasing in size may not exactly match the location where you live. You may need to interpret the series of steps to match your location. The main idea is that each successive layer is larger and contains all the others within it. Imagine each geometric form being made of white light. Steps of the technique. Start with the unified field meditation, a prerequisite for all council tech. Imagine a dodecahedron, 12 sides, made of white light surrounding you in the room you are in. Imagine a larger icosahedron, 20 sides, made of white light that surrounds your entire home. Now imagine a dodecahedron, 12, surrounding your block or your neighborhood. Next, an icosahedron, 20, surrounding your region of the town. Dodecahedron, 12, surrounding the town, city, or greater metropolitan area. Icosahedron, 20, surrounding your entire state. Dodecahedron, 12, that surrounds your nation. Finally, a double tetrahedron that engulfs the entire planet, enclosing all previous levels of the grid. Now you can imagine filling the entire grid with various light rays as appropriate. In addition to whichever colors you invoke, ask the council to send in whatever is most needed. Examples may include turquoise ray, brings calm, expansion, and acceptance. Silver ray, gently releases any energies, attitudes, beliefs, etc. that no longer serve anyone's well-being. Fuchsia ray, vibrant pink that is the color of unconditional love and the office of the Christ. Peace ray, a deep sea green shot through with delicate rainbows, like sea foam. The peace that passes all understanding wants the same for everyone. Victory ray, the color of lapis lazuli. Deep midnight blue with sparks of gold. This brings the victory of truth over falsehood, spirit over matter, essence over ego. The book, Spirit Medicine for the 21st Century, includes a full chapter on the light rays, Elohim, with a much broader overview and a list of more Elohim energies. Make a recording. With all these more complicated, specialized techniques, we recommend that you make a recording of the steps in your own voice. This will allow you to relax fully and watch the technique unfold effortlessly. Here is a simplified list of steps to practice the technique, the sequence of steps. 1. Icosahedron 12, your body. Dodecahedron 20, your house. Icosahedron 12, your block or neighborhood. Dodecahedron 20, region of town. Icosahedron 12, entire town. Dodecahedron 20, entire state or province. Icosahedron 12, your entire nation. Double tetrahedron, 30,000 feet above and below ground.